Well, folks at Cass County Emergency Management are helping to roll out a system that hopefully will help to give quicker and more accurate notifications to folks around the area here when we hit that all-important spring storm season. We're going to talk with Mike Cannon, who's in with us this morning. He's the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, and we're going to talk a little bit about the wireless emergency notification system. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Thanks
it very
for
much.
Me.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk a little bit about this notification system. Folks have been getting notifications for severe weather and different types of other emergencies for a long time through all kinds of different means, including through radio stations with the emergency alert system. This is just a kind of another tool in the toolbox.
Absolutely. This is something we've looked at for as long as I've been coordinator here, beyond 6 years. It's a way for us to get information directly to residents in the event of emergency. In the past, we've looked at it. Quite frankly, it's been an issue with money. You have limited resources there, and the fact that we have had good media, local media partners, the fact that we could lean on them, and we know that people are listening. And we can get information quickly out to people. But it's hard to beat being able to put a text message right in someone's pocket right when they need it. And that's what something like this does.
Well, I'd love to be able to play to our own egos and say, what do you need all this for? You got KJN, we'll reach them for you. But you know what? If it helps save one life or get someone out of harm's way beforehand, the more opportunities to get that word out there, the better.
Yeah. For instance, you can take a situation in a small town in Cass County. Mm-hmm. If they had a hazardous material situation, say an anhydrous ammonia leak, something of that nature, we could really target our, we're not going to send a message out to the whole county when that particular town is where the threat is. And we can really target in and get those people notified right in that area.
Let's get to the technical parts of this program. This is going to work through what, phones primarily?
Yeah, people will be able to register their electronic devices. Okay, so you can have a notification come through your cell phone. It can also be on an iPad, for instance. If you've got an email, all those, and it can be a voice message as well. When you go to the registration page, you'll be able to see all those options that you'll have, and then you can kind of customize how you want your notifications received.
So this is something folks will have to sign up for.
Right now, yes, except landlines. All landlines have been entered in the system. The data is there now. So if all you want is landline notifications, you're set because you will receive those notifications over your landline.
And those are great, but we have those little things that are just like pagers in our pockets right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Forever, we used to joke about doctors and other professionals carrying the pagers on their belts. Well, with cell phones, we all have that capability now to have instant notification, so you can sign up that way, and you'll know immediately no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's targeted specifically? You're not going to get everything that happens everywhere? This is specifically targeted to the home area?
Correct. Now, if it's something that involves the whole county, absolutely,
right.
You'll get it. This is also integrated with NOAA radio, and so you will get weather alerts that you can customize as well by going to that that sign-up page.
Sure.
But the warning boxes that they create match up with what we have, and so if you want tornado watches, you can click that you want a tornado watch, and it corresponds with the same polygons that the National Weather Service uses when they put out their messaging. So it'll be the same.
So this sign up is very comprehensive. You're going
Absolutely.
To pick and choose specifically what you want and where you want it delivered.
Absolutely.
Is it a long process?
No, it's really a simple process. Really, everything along the line is really user-friendly, and that's something good for us. you can go through this page. It's just a matter of clicking boxes, whether you want to receive it or not. It's also simple on the people that are going to send the message out, which is also very convenient. We can pre-package a message. You know, say we have a boil order message, we can make a template and have it ready to go and basically, you know, fill in the blank. Because if we need to incorporate these into our planning, it does us no good to be confused and not know what we're doing and not have a part of our plan, because these things that are going to come up are going to need immediate response. And so it's got to be easy for us as well. And it looks like it's something we can really work with. Now, speaking of that, we are trying to organize our initial kind of an exercise or drill. And that will correspond with our March 25th. We will have the statewide, right, annual statewide tornado drill that Cass County has participated for as long as I can remember. So we will try to get as many people registered and incorporated in the system, and then incorporate that into that drilling process. So that will be really nice. But that's something that'll come up March 25th.
You know, the nice thing is in a lot of school districts around, folks are somewhat familiar with this system in a way, because a lot of people have signed up to get emails, text messages from the schools anytime, for example, the school calendar might change. So that's a help, but they're already kind of used to that type of system.
Absolutely. And in fact, we've talked to the school somewhat, because they can reach their students and they can reach parents of their students, but there may be something that occurs that is beyond that scope. And so we want to make sure they know that this is available. We want to let individual mayors, city council people, and individual towns know that this is available. Anything that involves public safety, we can involve in the process. We've invited the Cass County Hospital to be involved in this, and there may be ways that they could be involved. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, we've invited them and partnered them in this process as well. That is down the road a little bit, but it's certainly possibilities for them to participate in this.
Sure. And I suppose on your end, there's been a lot of discussion and a lot of work done in planning that, well, let's put it this way. With the emergency alert system, when we made some changes to that over time, as broadcasters, we agreed to a lot of things, and folks probably think of that as being like a tornado warning type system or what have you, but believe me, if you saw in Congress what gets lobbied every day, they want, there are all kinds of things that people would like to get on there, avalanche warnings and whatever.
Absolutely.
Else, things that are really not germane to us here that we really don't want to get tied into. You have to be careful that you don't overplay your hand, because otherwise you get into the sky is falling, you know, theory, where people start hearing these all the time, and then they're concerned that, well, when is this real and when is this kind of just a test, or it's not that important, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That's something we have to worry about. And like I say, that first wireless alert that went out was that blizzard warning at 4 a.m. that everyone heard about. And we have to really, you know, be conscientious of how this works and how we're going to do this. But we're in the beginning processes, and hopefully our initial we have a better initial launch than the wireless alert ad.
So the folks can get on right now and do their sign-ups.
Absolutely. We are ready to go right now, and we encourage people to go to the Cass County homepage, which is welcome to Cass County. Cass County Emergency Management Facebook has a link on it as well, and that's just Cass County EMA on the Facebook page. Hopefully we can get a link on KJAN. There will be certainly opportunities. And if you cannot get, if you have issues, if you don't have internet, for instance, call me and we can get things worked out. My phone number is 712-254-1500, and we can get you signed up for what you need to get signed up for.
Of course, remember, too, so many times folks think this is a cell phone project. It's right. not necessarily. It can be good for landlines. In fact, you're already automatically registered in that system. Will we get text messages on our phones, on our cell phones? What about folks who have the landlines? Will they get an audio message then?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be, you know, it'll take that format and they'll, you know, it'll, we can make a message that will be my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how effective that would be, but, or, you know, it will read the typed message, like the text message, but it'll be, you know, it'll be Siri reading.
The same way we get with the EAS automatic
yes.
messages as well,
Absolutely.
Too. Very good. Well, of course, those are also cues that you want to keep attuned to, like KJAN, for example, after you see those things to kind of keep up with things. These will be initial warnings. These won't be constant updates to what's going on, will
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. That's a good point because, and in fact, a lot, 160 characters mm-hmm. doesn't get you very far.
No.
And really, on an emergency alert, you maybe don't want to go that far anyway.
Right.
And so there will be references to check with local media once we, you know, alert people. Because there will be a lot of instances where there's going to have to be information given to people, and it's going to require more than 160 characters in a text message.
Pretty exciting stuff when you can use the most current technology out there to continue to try to keep people as safe as possible in tough times.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Very good. Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate you sharing this information with us. And again, folks, I guess the ball is in your court. The next step would be to get onto that emergency management website and sign up. Just go to the Cass County homepage, and you'll find emergency management there. You can get in and do that. And check out our homepage, too. We'll have a link to that as well for you. And the process shouldn't take, what, a minute?
It may take you a minute or two, yeah, and then you're signed up, and they'll send you a verification little text, and you're off and running.
Easy enough. Very good. Well, the big storm season is coming pretty quick here too. We've had a few weather events here in the winter, but as we all know, the spring and summer weather events can be pretty devastating too. So get yourself signed up, get yourself ready. Mike, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.